local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Dalton and I are here just to get you ready for our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, who joins us at 7:35 for a full discussion of what looks like it could be two tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico next week at the same time, a western approach, an eastern approach. What does it mean for Mobile and Baldwin counties? Well, that's what we're worried about, and we'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in depth at around 7:35. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. Good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway as Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt, and 65, looking good for Pritchard to Saraland, and again across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, all the way to Loxley and I-10, no delays. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You can also rent their carts for weddings and family gatherings or any special occasion. And you can buy a new or used cart, too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, and it is a Friday. We got weekend ahead full of activities that get a little bit of rain on it, just localized rain, said Dr. Bill. But Sunday into Monday, that rain's coming from the tropics. And there's a bunch to talk about with him on that, so we'll get to it coming up in just a little bit. Also, check the top news stories of the day and check the coronavirus numbers, state and local and national, with Dalton.
Yeah, and more good news today, just like we've been seeing the rest of the week, earlier and last week. Nationally now, over 5.5 million total cases of coronavirus and over 166,000 have died due to COVID-19. But the number of daily new cases continues to fall. Across America, we're averaging around what we were averaging on July 2nd. The number of hospitalized patients, as low as it's been since July 7th. The percentage of people testing positive is as low as it's been in almost 2 months. And over 700,000 coronavirus tests are being performed daily. Now, we have been averaging just over 1,000 deaths per day nationally over the last 3 weeks or so, and hoping and praying we'll begin to see the number of daily deaths fall lower and fall in line with those lower number of cases and hospitalizations. Here in Alabama, 107,483 confirmed cases now. 1,905 have passed away due to COVID-19, and there are currently 1,105 Alabamians hospitalized with the virus. Yesterday, we added only 699 new cases, but there were 29 deaths added to the state's toll. Across the state, the number of new cases, the lowest it's been since late June. We hit a new high in testing, now averaging over 13,300 tests per day in Alabama. Current hospitalizations are the lowest they've been since mid-July, and daily deaths are around what we were averaging back on July the 9th. Here at home, Mobile County added 65 new cases yesterday and 5 new deaths, bringing the totals to 11,329 cases with 235 that have died from the virus. Baldwin County added 26 new cases with 1 new death yesterday. They're nearing 4,000 cases and have had 31 die due to COVID-19. But locally, new cases are way down. We're averaging right around what we were seeing on the 1st of July. Hospitalizations are down. We're testing more than ever, but we have been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day since mid-July, and just like the rest of the state and the nation, hoping to see that number start to fall soon. And that's a look around the state, the area, and the nation with COVID-19 numbers.
Yeah, appreciate that update, Dalton. And if folks want to go back and check out the podcast from yesterday's Hour 1 of Midday Mobile, our conversation with Dr. L. Scott Chavers, brand new with one of us, went to South and then went through and went to graduate from UAB, but back now working with Mobile County Health Department, 23 years in epidemiology, And we had, a really good discussion. Y'all brought a lot of questions into the mix in that Q&A. And we asked about the waves.
Mm-hmm.
I want y'all to go listen to that. Go to the podcast. It's hour number one. We talk for the whole hour, Dr. Chavers and I. And one of the questions, probably about three quarters way through the hour, ask about the waves. You know, Dr. Fauci's talked about first wave, second wave. You know, when do you know that you're at the bottom and the next wave is starting? And there are actually some benchmarks. Finally, somebody gave me some benchmarks, what that would be. You can check that out in the podcast. It is waiting for you over at fmtalk1065.com. You just click the podcast tab, or better yet, subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. They've all got it. Also Spotify, right?
That's right. We are
strange
on Spotify.
That we're talk radio in the midst of your jams, but I'm good with that.
Yeah, you can listen to music and then turn it over and listen to some FM Talk 1065 podcasts. Doesn't get better than that.
I like it a lot. And yesterday it was more discussion of the post office. Who would have thought in 2019, if I said the hot issue when it comes to the 2020 election is going to be the post office, but it is at least this week. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testified before a Republican-led Senate committee. Let's get more on that from Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
The Postmaster General implemented a number of changes at the Postal Service that have led to delays in mail delivery, removing mail collection boxes, cutting retail hours, taking mail sorting machines offline, cutting overtime. Members of Congress say their offices have been inundated with complaints from constituents who say they're not getting their checks, their medications, and other important items in the mail. Representative Adam Schiff says he has a lot of questions for Louis DeJoy.
I think he needs to answer, are you going to put the sorting machines back? Are you going to restore these blue postal boxes where they belong?
On Saturday, the House will vote on a bill that will include more funding for the Postal Service.
Are you going to make sure that the Postal Service has the resources it needs? Are you going to advocate, like your own Postal Commission, for the $25 billion that the Postal Service needs? Or are you simply going to carry dirty water for the president?
He's referring to DeJoy's notice that he could not guarantee mail-in ballots would be processed in time to be counted in the November 3rd election. As for that reference about carrying dirty water, DeJoy is a Trump mega donor, a Trump appointee, and the changes he has implemented at the Postal Service coincide with the president's ramped-up criticism of mail-in voting. Trump maintains mail-in balloting is riddled with fraud. While there's no evidence to support this, the president's criticism does plant seeds of doubt for many Americans who are now faced with the choice of whether to cast a vote in person during the coronavirus pandemic or choose their health and safety and vote by mail instead. At a campaign rally outside Scranton, Pennsylvania, President Trump blamed the Democrats, saying their push for voting by mail is not made of good intentions.
This is just a way they're trying to steal the election, and everybody knows that, because the only way they're going to win is by a rigged election. I really believe that.
Senator Amy Klobuchar said this is not about politics. It's about public health.
People, Republicans, independents, Democrats, are discarding what he's saying. They're continuing to look at protecting their health. They would rather put ballots in the mailbox than their families in the hospitals.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says he wants to see the House pass the postal bill on Saturday and then see the Senate take it up as soon as possible. While the bill provides additional funding for the Postal Service, it also rolls back the changes implemented by the Postmaster General that led to delivery slowdowns in the first place. So far, Louis DeJoy has agreed to suspend the changes, but not reverse them. That's a non-starter, says Leader Hoyer.
House Democrats will not let this president destroy our postal system, which existed before our Constitution and was felt to be a critically important service, not a business, service to the American people and to our democracy.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Although I would say, let's back off the trifold hat and the big shoe belt buckle things a little bit there. We talk about the early founding of our republic. There are a lot of things that were in place there that were much more necessary that aren't as necessary now.
Oh, yeah.
You have to change. Not saying the Postal Service isn't necessary. It is, but it has to change with the times. But that's a discussion for another hour.
Yeah, Sean, they didn't even have internet back then.
What were they doing?
Or Amazon.
They had dial-up. They just didn't have high,
that's what they had.
High speed back in the 1700s. By the way, too, just a side note, just a moment of zen on a Friday. I would like to point out, and all the rivalries we have in sports from a national level, you know, to a college level, the most important in my world, our high school rivalry stuff is strong as well, because right now there are people on the text line interacting with Dalton about, because of rivalry game,
yeah.
Jackson Academy and Clark Prep.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Clark Prep alumnus.
Right. And the Jackson Academy people are jumping on here.
They are lighting me up after Jackson Academy beat Clark Prep last night. Well, I got a few wins against you guys back in the day, too.
But there you go.
It doesn't get more real than AA AISA football in the South. I'll tell you that much.
That makes me happy to read it. It really does, actually. All right, coming up in sports, what are we doing?
Well, we just kind of referenced it. Alabama high school football season kicked off last night, and also an NFL coach reveals that he had a cancer diagnosis. I'll let you know who that is coming up in sports.
All right, 7:16, headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
Hi, Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection?
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh my, I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you. And still protect all your stuff.
Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
All right, 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama high school football season kicked off last night with 24 games across the state. We had one game here in Mobile and one game in Baldwin County. Williamson defeated LaFleur 14-12 in overtime at Ladd Peebles Stadium. Lions quarterback Daniel Miller threw a game-tying touchdown pass to Jeremy Williams in overtime and then rushed for the game-winning two-point conversion to give Williamson a 1-0 start to the season. Across the bay, Fairhope quarterback Riley Leonard had a heck of a game to lead the Pirates past Spanish Fort 45-34. Leonard threw two touchdown passes, ran for two touchdowns, and he also caught a 48-yard touchdown pass in the win. Up in Clark County, my alma mater, Clark Prep, fell to the Jackson Academy Eagles 38-14 in an AISA game. Tonight, the Battle of Pritchard between Blount and Vigor was canceled because of COVID-19, but we still have a number of teams set to begin their seasons. UMS Wright will host Baker. St. Paul's is set to host McAdory. Faith Academy playing at Andalusia. BC Rain will host Alma Bryant. Theodore will play at Saraland. Mary G. Montgomery heading to Baldwin County High School. Robertsdale hosts Foley. Bayside Academy at Escambia County. Gulf Shores will host Alberta. Orange Beach will host J.F. Shields. Daphne set to host Lee Montgomery. And Jackson plays at T.R. Miller. Some sad news in the NFL. Washington head coach Ron Rivera revealed yesterday he's been diagnosed with cancer as he gets set to begin his first season behind the bench in Washington. A statement from the team announced that Rivera was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma located in a lymph node. Rivera said the cancer is in the early stages and is considered, quote, very treatable and curable. Rivera told his players in a team meeting last night, as of right now, he said nothing changes with his job. According to the Mayo Clinic, squamous cell cancer is a form of skin cancer. It's usually not life-threatening, but can spread throughout the body and cause some serious complications. In NBA news, the 2020 draft order is set after Thursday night's draft lottery, and the Minnesota Timberwolves took home the number one pick.
The second pick goes to the Golden State Warriors. And that means that the number one pick in the 2020 NBA draft goes to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
The Wolves entered with a 14% chance to land that number one pick, tied with the Warriors, who got the second pick. The Charlotte Hornets and Chicago Bulls were the big winners of the night. The Bulls and Hornets had the 7th and 8th best odds at the number one pick, but both moved up, the Bulls to number 4 and the Hornets to number 3. Georgia's Anthony Edwards, short-term Memphis Tiger James Wiseman, and Lonzo Ball's brother LaMelo Ball, along with Auburn's Isaac Okoro, considered the top prospects in this year's draft. Meanwhile, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said the league is likely to delay its previously planned December 1st start for the 2020-2021 season in the hopes of getting paying fans back into arenas. Silver said the league is not focusing on reinstating another quarantined campus for next season. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
One of the great things about little boys and little girls is when they grow up, they want to be just like you. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. So to moms and dads, aunts and uncles, and grandparents everywhere, remember this. The next time you get in the car and don't buckle your seatbelt, a little boy is watching. And when you decide to text or dial and talk while driving, a little girl is watching your every move. And when you head down the road with a beer or cocktail in the car, that little person next to you is taking it all in. In this life, you have an awesome responsibility to those children who love you the most and want to be you in every way. So make a pledge today to be a good role model to these kids and their friends so that that little boy and that little girl get to grow up and be just like you. Morgan & Morgan, for our children.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers are on the scene of an accident in Foley at Grantham in West Michigan. 6 people injured there. The intersection is blocked, so keep that in mind. For now, the Bayway, the Causeway looks good. Northbound 65 again to Saraland. Watch your speed. Radar there. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. Also enjoy their chicken Caesar salad, the 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It's a thing. Possibly Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right in there, 2 tropical systems in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time. Dr. Bill said something a couple days about it. He's been building that forecast. He's got the latest coming up at around 7:35, so don't miss that. Dr. Bill with an update on the tropics, and it's going to be one you cannot miss. Also want you to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby, like we're doing right now at LCM, and talk about inventory. Hey, Larry.
Good morning. Yeah, we got great inventory. We got, I think we've got total of 10 in yesterday, so I'll hit a couple of them real quick. We got a 2010 Titan crew cab, four-wheel drive, nice truck, good-looking tires and rims on it, ready to go, little lift kit. We got a 2011 Dodge Ram 4x4 crew cab diesel.
I almost drove off in that yesterday when I showed up. That was up towards the front. I was hanging out with Larry and the guys there, and that thing's awesome. And it's ready to get some work done.
And also, we got in a 2008 Jeep Unlimited four-door, four-wheel drive, low miles, great vehicle, lift kit, some aftermarket stuff on it. So it's a beautiful truck, too.
Okay, let's talk about the other part of the equation that makes it so great to shop with y'all at LCM, and that's financing. Because in the old days, right, we'd go, like, I'd go to the credit union, see what kind of loan I could secure, and then I would come see you. But that's backwards thinking now.
Absolutely. You know, we have multiple choice on credit unions, and we know what the credit unions are going to do. We have their rate sheets and everything, so we can fit the customer to the credit union. You know, all the credit unions are doing good rates, but all of them kind of specify or in certain deals.
Yeah, so you put us together. You got to matchmake with those lenders.
Yes, we got, like I said, we got multiple lenders. We got finance companies, we got banks, we got local lenders, so plus the credit unions. We got great lenders.
All right, so the most important part of this to get this going is us coming out and seeing you. Tell folks that have not been to LCM before how to find you.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com, lock us on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And yeah, that Dodge you were talking about is right out front. Like if you go in the front door, you turn around, look to the road, it's there.
It said, buy me.
It did to me. It called to me yesterday. It was for sure. All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. So let's add to 2020. So we have, we look down the list. I mean, whether we're talking about pandemics, we're talking about the protests, rioting,
two hurricanes in the Gulf.
Yeah, well, I was going to get to that. And then murder hornets and plagues and all that. And then what, Dalton?
Well, this is something, Sean, that we talked about, I think, a couple months ago, 6.5 stories. And it looks like the plan is finally coming to fruition. Down in South Florida, the Florida Keys, Sean, in 2021, they're planning to release more than 750 million genetically engineered mosquitoes.
What could go wrong?
They've gone into the lab, they've messed with the mosquitoes, and now they're going to release them on the American population, starting with the Florida Keys. So the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District, which if there's a place that needs a mosquito control district, I would say it's in the Florida Keys. But they've got this problem with some mosquitoes down there, the striped-legged Aedes aegypti mosquito.
We get those here too, yeah.
And they've got a problem with these because they are, you know, disease born. They have diseases in them and they pass them off to humans. They said there's been nearly 50 cases of dengue fever reported so far this year. So this one pharmaceutical company, Oxitec Biotechnology, now their plan is to release these millions of male genetically altered mosquitoes. And the plan is for them to mate with the female mosquitoes that bite the humans and pass these diseases on. So they'll get these genetically modified male mosquitoes to mate with the females, and then the offspring that they have is unable to survive, so reducing the population of those mosquitoes that are passing off the dengue fever. But what could go wrong? Just 750 million genetically modified mosquitoes being released.
And that was the plan till something went wrong. This fall, the movie that you never saw coming, Jurassic Park meets Piranha 2 The Spawning. And it... GMO mosquitoes. My gosh. It's 2020. Let's not mess with anything like that. Let's just stick to the main.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Don't touch it. All right. Get news headlines and then Dr. Bill straight ahead.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Joe Biden says there is too much anger, fear, and division in the country, and he can lead the nation from darkness into light.
Here and now, I give you my word. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness. It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. And make no mistake, united, we can and will overcome this season of darkness in America.
The U.S. is approaching 175,000 coronavirus deaths, and the head of the CDC, Dr. Robert Redfield, says death should start dropping around parts of the country next week. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is about to be asked in Congress why he has slowed down the post office when the postal services are more needed than ever. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 146. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Uber is in the pharmaceutical delivery business now with a pilot program in Dallas and Seattle. Users sign up for the Nimble RX delivery service through their local pharmacy and select Uber as the delivery option at checkout. The Associated Press finds food trucks are moving to the suburbs now that city centers are emptier at what used to be their peak business hours of lunchtime. In the burbs, the trucks focus on dinner and add kid-friendly options. The co-founders of Evergreen Strategy Group writes in Fast Company that if Joe Biden wins the presidency, quote, expectations for what it takes to be a values-driven company will increase. Former Hillary Clinton aides Nick Merrill and Dan Schwerin write that under a Biden White House, CEOs will have to back specific policy proposals, build coalitions, and put real political muscle behind their principles. The Dow ended the session up 46 points. The NASDAQ added 118 for a high new record, and the S&P gained 10 futures lower at this hour. That's your money now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And lots to talk about this morning in the tropics. Okay, right now I'm looking out of the studio here at Airport and 65, and I see some blue skies. So we'll start off there and then move along.
Yeah, it looks good this morning. The skies will be partly cloudy to mostly sunny. And then we can look for some scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop this afternoon. Should keep temperatures just a little bit shy of the 90-degree mark, and perhaps 88 for the high this afternoon. Now, tonight, the rainfall activity will taper off in the evening, and low tonight will be in the low 70s. And then for the weekend, looks like Saturday will be the best day, mostly sunny skies, and then a few thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. We should see a high around 90 degrees. Now, Sunday, we'll start to see a pretty good surge of moisture coming in. As a result, it'll be mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and the high temperature will be in the mid-80s. And then Monday and Tuesday, a good chance for showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the upper 80s on Monday, getting into the low 90s on Tuesday. And then Wednesday's weather will be very much dependent, depends on tropical storm activity.
Yes, plural, tropical storm activity, possibly in the Gulf of Mexico. Am I right?
Yes, indeed. We've got a very active situation now in the tropics. In fact, potentially something that has not happened since 1933, in which we'll have two tropical storms or hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time. At the moment, we have a tropical depression that is approaching the northern Leeward Islands. This one is expected to track just north of Puerto Rico and Haiti and Cuba, and move into the Gulf of Mexico, the southeastern Gulf, and that will occur late on Monday and early on Tuesday. And then that track will take it on up into the Florida Panhandle, possibly as far west as Pensacola, with a possible landfall very early in the morning on Wednesday as a minimal hurricane. The other storm of interest is in the western Caribbean. It's right on the coast of the country of Honduras. And it is a depression, and it's expected to turn more to the northwest, cross the Yucatan Peninsula, into the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, and most likely will make landfall late on Tuesday night, possibly into early Wednesday morning, but most likely late Tuesday night on the coast of Texas around Houston. Now, those projections are based on the situation right now where we have depressions that are not well organized. So a lot of things have to come together before all of these both these systems get organized and begin to develop and then move in a west-northwest or northwest direction. So they're a long way off. Things can change.
Okay, and that's important to know. But if somebody is... You got to keep their eye on this and make some decisions. You're talking about having two tropical systems in the Gulf does leave a scratch in our head a little bit here. But time frame, one a little earlier than the other, maybe in this forecast track. So is what's our last day for people have things to do on the coast, or they're looking at, is it a Monday? Is it a Tuesday? When do we have to have our stuff done?
Now, the one that will affect us the most, of course, will be the one that coming north of Cuba and then through the Florida Straits and into the Gulf of Mexico. And we expect it to move through the Florida Straits on Monday, which means Monday should be fine here along the Gulf Coast. And then Tuesday, it will be early in the morning, will be over the eastern Gulf, and conditions will be okay, at least early Tuesday. But after that, if the storm maintains a track toward the western Florida Panhandle, things will begin to deteriorate late Tuesday, and then obviously in Wednesday when the storm would make landfall. Okay. And all of that is based on a track now that is with a storm that is a long way off.
And we do appreciate that. That can change, but to give some people some idea for planning.
Right.
Now I got to ask you some of the oh wow questions that we've been getting. I have these questions. I think a lot of us do. Two tropical systems in the Gulf. You said 1933, last time it happened. What effect, if any, would they have on each other? Would they affect each other somehow?
A couple of things that could happen. We have something called the Fujiwara effect, which was something that was presented by meteorologists in Japan many, many, many years ago. And that if you have two tropical systems that get within, let's say 800 to 1,000 miles apart, which is fairly close, they tend to rotate around each other and in a counterclockwise direction. Now, I don't really expect that to happen here in the Gulf, which is a small body of water, and land is going to affect at least one of those rather quickly. And but generally, the larger, more intense one of the storms will tend to draw the energy from the weaker storm. And the one that draws the energy away will, of course, benefit. It could be a stronger system. So that's possible. But right now, we're looking at two systems that may be about the same in intensity when they reach the Gulf Coast.
All right, Dr. Bill, well, this is a unique set of circumstances. And you already said expect this busy hurricane season. And it's, I guess it's living it up right now, double-barreled cell possibility for the next week.
And we have a weekend weather scale.
Yeah, you know, I shudder to do this, but I've queued everything up and I'm ready. With the weekend ahead, it's people may get out, enjoy the weekend ahead, at least through Sunday. So it is time, Dr. Bill, for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. And by the way, y'all, this may be the last time I ever do this. So, Dr. Bill, what do you say?
Well... Well, this weekend, we've got best day is Saturday. We should have quite a bit of sunshine and just a few afternoon thunderstorms. And the activity will increase away of thunderstorms on Sunday. But putting it all together, not too bad. A 1.7410.
Now, that's surprising. Saturday must be a winner here.
Saturday looks looks good compared to what we've been talking about. Saturday looks good. And Sunday, we should see more in the way of shower activity. So it comes out to 1.7410.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate your update, and we'll check back soon. Believe me, check back real soon.
Okay, John.
All right, there's our staff meteorologist and, most importantly, tropical weather expert. Four decades of forecasting here on the Northern Gulf Coast, making the right call when it comes to hurricanes, tropical storms, tropical weather, and he's a real font of information, too, with an not even just talking about the tracks of storms, but educating us about things like, yeah, you walk in the water cooler today and break out that Fujiwara effect and get rave reviews from the coworkers.
Yeah, this is the time of year for staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and it's tough to bury a lead when we're talking about two hurricanes in the storm at the same time, but did you just say it could be the last time you do the weekend weather scale?
Yeah, you know how I do things cryptically, mm-hmm. right? Because I don't know why. So, yes, so it may, this morning might be, have been my last introduction of Dr. Bill Williams in the weekend weather scale. So we mentioned over the week, and we had a big announcement coming, and that announcement's coming in the 8 o'clock hour. So at 8:05, we'll get out of the news. I'll say something about what's coming up this hour, and then we're gonna make the announcement. So 8:05 this morning, like in just... you know, a few minutes here. We'll be making the big announcement, but yeah, possibly that could have been my last chat with Dr. Bill for a weekend weather scale.
Heck of a tease.
All right, we'll fill you in at 8:05. It's all good. Trust me, it's all good stuff. 7:43, sports with Dalton on the way, and traffic with Kane coming up next.
Hi, this is Jack Burrell. I'm running for Fairhope City Council, Place 1. I'm asking the citizens of Fairhope for your vote for re-election on August the 25th. As your city council president for the last 8 years, I will continue to serve each and every citizen of Fairhope. I promise to support needed improvements to our wastewater, water, electrical, and natural gas systems. Continue to lead the way in fiscal responsibility, lead the fight to maintain the unique character and beauty of Fairhope, and ask the difficult questions and tackle the most difficult issues in a fair and impartial way. I'm deeply rooted in Fairhope, having served as a volunteer and public servant for over 2 decades, an Alabama Advanced Certified Municipal Official, a member of the Fairhope Airport Authority, a member of Fairhope Industrial Development Board, Vice Chairman of the Eastern Shore Metropolitan Planning Organization, fighting to keep a toll-free option across Mobile Bay. Like me, Jack Burrell, on Facebook at Jack for Fairhope, that's F-O-R, or visit me at jackforfairhope.com. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Jack Burrell, P.O. Box 1934, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles, and it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Roberts Dale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Roberts Dale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. And visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear. Again, they've got an accident in Foley that's slowing up traffic off the Grantham and West Michigan. Intersection's blocked. They've got six people injured, so emergency vehicles are there. The Bayway, the causeway looks great so far and no problems from Tillman's Corner at Theodore. Book a service and spend the day at the pool. It's time to pamper yourself and your wallet at the spa, the Battle House in downtown Mobile. Enjoy 20% off any 50-minute or more treatment Tuesday through Thursday in September. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This is Heather Humphreys, formerly of Collision Experts. For those of you who missed me, I'm back. After operating a collision center for 20-plus years, I'm excited to announce my new shop, On-Site Auto Solutions on Halls Mill Road near I-10. I've been assisting customers with their auto body repair since 1993. Your scratched door, dented hood, or full detail, we're here to help. On-Site Auto Solutions. Call 209-6114. Excellent work, top-notch service, and at an affordable price. On-Site Auto Solutions, 209-6114.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
746 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. We've got more guests in studio too. We'll introduce you to our guest family members coming up very, very shortly here, a little bit after 8 o'clock. All right, sports on the way. Let's get headlines from WKRG next.
Here in Alabama, we believe in the sanctity of life, and we expect our senators to represent our pro-life values in Washington. But that's not how Senator Doug Jones has voted. Senator Jones joined liberal D.C. politicians like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and voted against ending federal funding for Planned Parenthood, the country's largest abortion provider. He voted against a permanent ban on taxpayer funding of abortion. Senator Jones even voted against a bill to ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks. It's time for Senator Jones to change course and protect life. Call Senator Doug Jones, 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-1966, the Protecting Life and Taxpayers Act of 2019. Vote to end taxpayer funding of abortion. Stop voting with D.C. liberals. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2020 Alabama high school football season kicked off last night with 24 games across the state. We had one game here in Mobile and one game in Baldwin County. Williamson defeated LaFleur 14-12 in overtime at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Lions quarterback Daniel Miller threw a game-tying touchdown pass to Jeremy Williams in overtime and then rushed for the game-winning two-point conversion to give Williamson a 1-0 start to the season. Across the bay, Fairhope quarterback Riley Leonard had a heck of a game to lead the Pirates past Spanish Fort 45-34. Leonard threw two touchdown passes, ran for two touchdowns, and caught a 48-yard touchdown pass in the win. Up in Clark County, my alma mater, Clark Prep, fell to the Jackson Academy Eagles 38-14. Tonight, the Battle of Pritchard between Blount and Vigor was canceled because of COVID-19, but we still have a number of teams set to begin their seasons tonight. UMS Wright will host Baker. St. Paul's set to host McAdory. Faith Academy is playing at Andalusia. BC Rain will host Alma Bryant. Theodore will play at Saraland. Mary G. Montgomery is heading to Baldwin County High School. Robertsdale hosts Foley. Bayside Academy at Escambia County. Gulf Shores will host Alberta. Orange Beach will host JF Shields. Daphne set to host Lee Montgomery. And Jackson plays at T.R. Miller. Some news in the NFL. Washington head coach Ron Rivera revealed yesterday that he's been diagnosed with cancer as he gets set to begin his first season behind the bench in Washington. A statement from the team announced that Rivera was diagnosed with squamous cell carcinoma located in a lymph node. Rivera said the cancer is in the early stages and is considered, quote, very treatable and curable. Rivera told his players in a team meeting on Thursday night. As of right now, he said nothing changes with his job. According to the Mayo Clinic, squamous cell cancer is a form of skin cancer. It is usually not life-threatening, but can spread throughout the body and cause some serious complications. 751 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Buying a pre-owned car doesn't mean buying old, but it does mean saving thousands. Browse our pre-owned inventory at 90westauto.com. Then see the cars on our spacious lot right next to Mobile Lumber on Highway 90. If you're searching for a nice pre-owned vehicle or boat, that's all you'll find at 90 West. And in-house financing gives you more options than traditional lenders. Even when your credit is good but your debt ratio is challenging, 90 West Auto and Marine will make it work. Drive west for your next new-to-you vehicle or boat at 90 West Auto and Marine, or see us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, and tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rats, raccoons, squirrels, bats, all can cause serious damage to your property, even spread disease to people and pets. Before they wreak havoc on your life, call the experts, Wildlife Solutions, locally owned and operated by a certified wildlife biologist who knows the breeding cycles and habits of these animals. They don't just get rid of the pests you hear and see now, but solve the problem for good at Wildlife Solutions. Rodent, insect, and animal control is their main business, not a sideline. See all their services at wildlifesolutionsinc.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. The Jeff Poor Show.
Joining us now, the majority leader in the State House of Representatives, Nathaniel Ledbetter, joins us.
I like that phone coming in.
State Representative Chip Brown joins us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you. I'm excited about your new show down here in Mobile.
State Representative Matt Simpson joins us in the studio. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill joins us on the line. State Senator David Sessions joins us on the line.
Sharing the best contact list in the business with you, the Jeff Poor Show. Weekdays at 9 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:54, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. That's when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. We'll find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going?
It's going good. I mean, we're trying to, you know, think about this weekend ahead as we may be preparing for, I don't know, what may happen next week. In our conversation with Dr. Bill Williams, I mean, possibility of two tropical systems in the Gulf. So we probably need to make a good dinner over the weekend. What do you got for us?
Man, I'm going to go catch all the shrimp I can right out of the Gulf. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go shrimping.
You're supposed to do it after the hurricane. Remember Forrest Gump? How they?
Yeah. That's it, you know. Hey, we all right. I want them shrimp to end up over somewhere on the West Coast. I want to get them right here. So I thought we'd try to make some shrimp tacos with my little famous cilantro garlic sauce, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the sauce. I mean, anybody can cook some shrimp. You know, even old Bubba Gump can cook some shrimp. So I thought, I start off with making this garlic sauce. I get out the old blender, you know, and I throw in a bunch of cilantro, and then I throw in a bunch of cloves of garlic, and I drizzle a little. I start mixing it all up. I put a little pinch of salt, and I drizzle a little oil in it, just a tad oil, you know. And then once I get that all blended, I mix it in with a little bit of mayonnaise, and I make this sauce, you know. So, you got this garlic cilantro mayo is what it's called. So, and then I just take my shrimp and I put a little lime juice on it, you know, a little tablespoon, teaspoon of lime juice, and then I hit it with the chili powder and the paprika, and I put some ginger garlic paste on there and some black pepper and some salt. And just a little bit of oil, you know, to coat the shrimp so it sticks to it. And I throw the shrimp down in there, and I let all those spices. And then I get my skillet really, really hot. You can put it in the skillet and sear it, or you can put them on the grill. I usually recommend skewering them if you put them on the grill so they don't fall through the grates, you know. You know, so it is real easy stuff. And then I take some flour tortillas and I just warm them up a little bit, and then I take some little shredded carrots and some shredded cabbage, or you can just chop up some lettuce. Lettuce is good too. I put that in there. I put me a little pico de gallo in, and then I lay the shrimp on top, and then I top it with some of this sauce, you know. So it's good stuff. I call that my shrimp tacos with garlic sauce. Mm. How about that?
Yeah, I'm going to focus on that sauce because, like Bubba Gump, I can boil shrimp, cook shrimp, but I'm not good with the sauce. So I'm going to follow your recipe, or even better, have you cook it for me. Let's talk about that as people are trying to plan events. Y'all are doing events. You're feeding folks, as always.
We are. Well, we're doing weddings and corporate lunches and a little employee appreciation stuff. They're not springing for the big galas and conferences and all that kind of stuff just yet, but we at least doing some corporate, employee appreciation, things like that, and all that kind of good weddings. And, man, football, you know, a little high school started up, so we're feeding some of the little football players at some of the schools. You know, they ain't little, but, you know.
About to say, which football players are you looking at?
They ain't going to say they little because they all bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a good deal. And what about...
So we're enjoying. We got, well, I guess we know we're going to be tailgating some, it looks like, you know, so all that ought to be fun. I guess just call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. I think we got our curbside menu where you can call us, and we'll make you a little meal, family meal package with beef tips and gravy or meatloaf or roasted chicken quarters or whatever, and make life easy on you so you don't have to cook. We do the cooking for you, and we can give it to you hot and ready to eat, or you can take it home and heat it up yourself. It don't matter how you do it. Just call us, 473-3900.
Alec, as always, thank you, and we'll be checking back and getting more recipes. And by the way, y'all, that they
y'all
make...
have a great weekend, and stay safe, guys, and God bless you, and God bless America.
There we go. Alec Naaman of What's Cooking, every Friday here at FM Talk 106.5. Right, so the announcement. So, new name for the FM Talk 106.5 family, and a little small shuffle of the deck. We'll explain that coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man was rushed to the hospital last night following a shooting in Mobile. Mobile Fire Rescue confirms a 20-year-old man was shot on Arlington Street near Kellogg Street just after 9 o'clock. He is expected to survive. Foley police are looking for a man accused of kidnapping and assaulting his ex-wife. Officers say Marquise Bendall broke into his ex-wife's home, dragged her to his vehicle, and drove her to a nearby park where he beat and choked her. She escaped and was taken to South Baldwin Regional Medical Center. Bendall lives in Mobile and could be driving a black PT Cruiser. Mobile police say a suspected thief may have gotten away with the crime if she hadn't bragged about it on Facebook. Officers say the victim of that crime saw Brianna Allen bragging about stealing prescription pills. Allen also called the department to give her side of the story. She was arrested after officers say they found the pills in her purse. Allen is charged with breaking into a vehicle, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription